As the pundit's fierce pronouncements and prognostications went on as usual, so too did the usual haggling and harangues on Capitol Hill. And a quiet moment was almost missed. Two small plaques were placed in the halls of Congress, recognizing the labor of African-American slaves in building the United States Capitol. It was a singular moment of unity this week between black and white, Democrat and Republican, and one that wasn't missed by our reporter, NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Just outside the House chamber and across a white marble hall, there's a ceremonial room full of crystal and gilt. On this day, it's packed with people and press as the Reverend Daniel Coughlin, the House chaplain, opens the ceremony.
Beneath the whistling of saws and the melodic beat of hammer and chisel, human hearts were heard, humming gospel spirituals as they worked on this Capitol.
Coughlin speaks of classical beauty, the Capitol building's chiseled detail, its vaulted ceilings of heavy stone masonry. If you take the official Capitol tour, you'll learn many things about it, but not this. Many of the laborers who built this shrine to freedom were themselves slaves. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Out of a dark chapter in our past, an age of equality denied, rights refused, a dream not yet realized, these masons, carpenters, painters, and others gave us this house of liberty and this beacon of hope for our nation and indeed the world.
Pelosi was joined by her Republican counterpart in the House and the two top leaders of the Senate. But the man who pushed for more than a decade to get official recognition for the slave laborers is Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
Imagine constructing this nation Capitol building with your own two hands. Imagine, in Washington, oppressive summer heat and humidity, to chisel and pull massive stones out of a snake and mosquito-infested quarry. Just imagine. The United States government, our government, paying your owner, not you, but your owner, $5 a month for your labor.
The two plaques will be placed on stone walls, one in the House, one in the Senate. Both read, "This original exterior wall was constructed between 1793 and 1800 of sandstone quarried by enslaved African Americans, who were an important part of the labor force that built the United States Capitol."
With these plaques, we recognize the blood, sweat, and toil of the enslaved African American that helped construct this embodiment of our democracy.
It was a singular moment of unity this week, inspiring and bittersweet. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.